Hey, Fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. Today, I want to talk about my absolute favorite contractor fight core value, and that's go for it. You know, those of you that know me should not be surprised by this fact. I'm pretty impulsive. I have a very low aversion to risk, which means I put myself in awkward and dangerous situations on occasion. I don't do well with being bored or stagnant, so I'm always kind of creating chaos and excitement for myself. I kind of have a zero fucks attitude towards a lot of life and society's rules. And the results of this are pretty evident as I kind of look back over the 53 years of carnage on this planet that I've wrecked. And it's like, you know, I've got trash cars, black eyes, mugshots. And on the flip side, I've had some incredible life experiences. It's given me perspective and wisdom that I know is unique in the world as I come in contact with tons of people. And it's given me some just awesome wins in the game of life. So I want to preface this podcast with the fact that if you're not discerning on how you apply, go for it. You absolutely unconditionally will fuck yourself over at some level. I am evidence of that through and through. And so the key that I'm learning as I start to get mature is you got to temper go for it with some other core values. And the ones that I use a lot in the fight to keep me in line and keep Tom off my back is no assumptions, earning confidence, and playing the long game. I find that tempering go for it with those takes the edge off a little bit and keeps me in line and out of the danger zone. So as far as y'all are concerned, there's three areas where go for it, I think, is underutilized in the contracting world as people run their businesses. The first is something that seems really simple. We're going through our BG90, our Battleground 90 quick start program right now with the 100 new members that we've got recently. And the first month focuses on knowing your numbers, which is always an interesting discussion as people start to see the reality of their businesses. But as we're going through this stuff, a common theme I'm seeing that just really blows me away is that most people don't have their pay as part of overhead. They're just taking draws as money is available. And when I dig in with them, I ask them why they're doing this. It really just comes down to scarcity mindset, right? They're like, well, if I'm paying myself, let alone paying myself what I'm worth, paying my taxes out of it, all this stuff, I'm going to have cash flow issues. It's going to stress me out because I never have money in the bank when I'm not paying myself. And that kind of therein lies the problem as far as I'm concerned. So for me, getting myself on the payroll was one of the biggest turning points in my business really taking off because I had all those same fears. I had all those same doubts about where's the money going to come from? How am I going to pay my crews or my materials if I'm paying myself all this money? But when I got, you know, when I started to get paid constantly, when money was not an issue in my household, when I used another contractor fight core value, I had oxygen, right? Life got better. So like I made sure I had the work. I made sure I had the cash flow because it's like, oh, well, why can't I pay myself? Oh, because I don't have good payment terms or I'm not aggressive enough invoicing or even asking for a check. That all changed once I knew this money was coming out of my account every month. And what it did, like the ripple effect of that just solved a lot of other problems in the business because I had to fix things to make that happen. And it was very important to me to pay myself. Second area I see that go for it needing to be applied. Again, it's rooted in scarcity mindset is hiring. People are always afraid, especially smaller businesses or one man show, a one guy and a helper type of thing. And they're struggling to get their jobs done. They're running behind schedule. They're not going to hit their numbers because they don't have the production capacity needed. And I'm like, all right, man, well, let's get hiring some people. What do we need to do? And then suddenly the foot's off the gas. Like, whoa, 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 slow down, Dan. You know, if I hire people, then I got to make sure I've got work for them. Yeah, no shit, dude. Like that's kind of how business and hiring works. But like paying yourself, as soon as you've got these people that are responsible, right? We're dealing with human beings here. So it's like, hopefully people don't treat them just like chattel. It's a big responsibility. But at the same time, like they're a force multiplier. So early on, I was afraid to hire crews and really level up. And the guy who mentored me to stomp this mindset out of me really quickly. And just like paying yourself, like it gives you that motivation to work, to get out there and sell and to hustle and to make things happen. Yeah, at one point I had something like 36 mouths I was feeding between my crews and their families, in addition to my own. And there was plenty of sleepless nights staring at the ceiling, like, how the fuck am I going to take care of these people? Like, they're all counting on me for their dreams, to buy that car, to get their first house, to send their kid to college, whatever it was, which is pretty serious business when you really think about it, if you're not cavalier. And what that did for me was when I was looking at my schedule, production schedule, and I started to see the end of the work creeping up, those faces all flashed through my mind. And I'll tell you, it was incredibly motivating for me to get out there and return the phone calls when I'm dead tired at the end of the day, or just to do whatever it took to keep the dream alive, because it wasn't just my dream at that point, right? It was these other people's dreams. They were helping me achieve mine, and I had that responsibility for them. And finally, the place where people need more of a go-for-it attitude is just investing in your business. I'm not talking about getting that dump trailer or the dually you want to flex in the Starbucks lot with. I'm talking about investing in things that you need to stay at the top of the game and to be ahead of your competition. And those are things like education, right? Like, always be learning, and not just yourself. It's not just about you reading self-help books and honing your blade. It's your people as well. So send them to trainings, take them to trade shows, get them excited, educate them, get them into coaching programs, right? That's why the Battleground program, with one paid membership, you can add three other people from your company for no extra charge. And it's something we added recently because, frankly, the owners can't carry all the water in the business as much as we like to think we're the superheroes. You got to have a team, and that team has to be leveled up. So invest in them. Additionally, you know, coaching. I'm not just talking about the fight. I don't care where you find it. Find what works for you and the voice that works for you as well. But you don't know everything. You know, I've been in business 20 years. I'm involved in coaching daily, and I constantly am coming across things that improve me, improve my business, improve the businesses of our clients. And only because I never stop learning, always have my eyes open, am I able to come across this stuff. And, you know, finally, it's areas like, I'm hearing this a lot, given the economy, is marketing. It's like, I don't care how good of a tradesman you are. I don't care how good of a salesperson you are. If your phone's not ringing, you're fucking dead in the water. So when things are getting tight and you're starting to circle the wagons and stop spending money, it's like, I would keep the foot to the floor on the marketing side, kind of follow the Kellogg's model from the Great Depression when they became the number one cereal company in the country, because Post, who was then number one, stopped marketing and Kellogg's doubled down, and the rest is history. So with that, I encourage you all to get a little bit more go for it in your world. Thanks for joining us. See you next week on Friday Fails.